Amen, that's right. And so I hope we've learned something. I hope we've been reminded of some things.
Yes.
And more than anything, I trust that we have been encouraged about these thoughts. Genesis 3, stand with me. Genesis 3 quickly. I'll get after it this evening. It won't take long. I'm not going to rehearse a whole lot of things. I've got a lot to give you. I've got, now don't y'all pass out, but in one of the points tonight, I have 78 subpoints. You say, preacher, we're going to be here all night long. No, we're not, right? Amen. Y'all hang with me, listen fast. And unto Adam, he said, verse 17, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life, thorns and thistles. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. Thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. One verse, two verses in Galatians 3. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen. You can be seated, Heavenly Father, tonight. Lord, we briefly pause for a moment. Lord, I ask you again tonight for help, for mercy, for grace, and for power and unction to preach and teach you. Communicate these great, great doctrines, Lord, that lie before us and from spring from these verses to others. I pray, Father, tonight Jesus Christ will be magnified. I pray tonight the Word of God would remain true and be seen, Lord. In fact, Lord, as God is true and every man is a liar, I pray tonight the saints of God would be exhorted and blessed and encouraged in the things of God. I pray tonight, Lord, for those that are listening here or some other means tonight, Lord, that you would do a work in their hearts and they be lost and draw them to the Savior. Lord, save them. We do pray before us to wait. And Lord, we bless you for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Amen and amen. We've been studying the thought of Christ and the curse. I guess it's our fourth weekend. We've been in it all month long, and we're thankful for the truths the Lord has let us see. And so we understand the curse that is upon man, placed upon man, and Adam is the head, and the one that is above all of the human race tonight, the one we all lean back to, is he was cursed in Genesis 3 because of his fall and failure into sin, so we live under the curse into this very day and this very hour. And so the Lord said that because ye ate of that I said not to eat of, cursed is the ground for thy sake. And so all of creation and all of mankind is living under a curse until this day, to the point. And when Peter writes in the New Testament, he says of the unfallen man and of those that are appointed and deserving of the judgment and the wrath of Almighty God, that we are cursed children, and cursed children that we are, 2 Peter 2:14. But we're thankful tonight that in light of the curse and all that is against us, all the misery that it brings, the pain and the sorrow and the sweat and the thorns and the thistles and the tears that we shed and the death ultimately that we all must experience because of the curse, that for the curse there is a Christ. And thank God Christ is the answer. He is the cure for such an awful thing as the curse that Adam was placed under. And so we read in the New Testament, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Studying the thought of Christ and the curse, we understand tonight that he is the only hope for mankind. And we've been looking at several truths and things these weeks on Christ and the curse. We looked at the reversal of Christ in the curse, how that Christ came to where we were as the God-man. 100% God, yet 100% man, and in doing so, he has reversed everything that Adam has brought upon us. All the decisions that Adam made to walk away from God, to deny God, to doubt God, and to defy the authority of God in his life, Christ in human form, in the body that his Father created for him to have, has reversed that curse by changing directions. So he said, ultimately determining in that series and that study of messages, that Christ has walked back everything that Adam, my friend, walked away from God about. And so this evening, reverse with Christ in the curse. We looked at redemption by Christ from the curse. In our verse in Galatians, it said, and Christ hath redeemed us from the curse. So, my friend, the matter being under a curse means that mankind needed a ransom payment. And redemption must be had. We could not pay the price ourselves. We could not, my friend, we could not ransom ourselves. We could not ransom one another. But Christ did for us what we could not do for ourselves, and has redeemed us from this awful curse. Thank God for redemption that we have in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Redemption through his blood and by his name. And so many things about redemption could be said and need to be said. And yet we just suffice it to say tonight, thank God we've been redeemed by Christ from the curse that has had us down. And so this morning has brought us to our third and our last point, where we've begun to study the renewal in Christ over the curse. How did my friend Christ came to reverse the curse, and that Christ came to bring redemption for the curse. But in saving us, there is a renewal that is found in Christ over the curse, whereby, my friend, all the effects and the spiritual standing the curse had caused upon us and inflicted upon us through redemption, we become the benefactors of the cross of Christ. The cross tonight, the cross of my friend, these, amen, years that we have been saved has been a source of renewal. Amen, redemption, we found redemption there, but in that redemption there is a renewal in Christ. Our life begins to be, amen, brought back. It's been bought and paid for, but it's been bought, amen, to be returned to that it had lost. And we said this morning, and what we had lost as sons of Adam, we have found renewal when made the sons of God. Amen. I'm thankful Christ provides a way back. I'm thankful for the hope that that offers to this generation. And my friend, whatever and wherever the curse is done and wherever it's taken me up, and women and boys and girls, and in Christ in his redemptive power, and there is a renewal whereby they can be brought out of sin and have a changed life and be conformed to the very image, not of the first Adam, amen, but my friend, the last Adam. And we're thankful for, amen, that renewal. We'll see that this evening. And we got one thought in this morning, and that is this renewal in Christ over the curse. It is conditioned on the second birth. It is conditioned on the second birth. In fact, remains, as Christ would teach to you and I the Word of God, his conversation with Nicodemus in John 3 and verse number 6, the doctrine of the new birth and being born again. And Christ said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And so it is our first birth, our fleshly birth, that is bound us to this curse in mankind, and all of mankind is under. Man's nature must be dealt with. Man's nature must be changed. Man's nature must be, my friend, must be renewed. Amen. We'll not find this in the programs of the world. We'll not find it, amen, down at the AA meeting. We'll not find it in a shop. We'll not find it find it in a philosophy. We won't find it, my friend, in some worldly or carnal venue of philosophy or even religion. But my friend, we find it through the new birth, that second birth, that we have been born of God, born of the Spirit, born from above. Amen. It's absolutely essential. We dealt with that this morning in Galatians 4 and in verses 22 through 31 as Paul would speak, illustrating and giving the allegory of the birth of Ishmael and Isaac. Ishmael, of course, is born after the flesh. Isaac was the son of promise, born of the Spirit. And Paul said that's how it is now, that there is a conflict between the flesh and the Spirit. And that nature resides in them, and them have and are following one nature or the other. But we're thankful now that our nature as believers, it has been dealt with. And we're no longer of the flesh. We no longer have to live after the flesh. But we are of the Spirit and walk after the Spirit and mind not the things of the flesh. How does all that happen? It happens in the new birth. And we're thankful. We declare that this morning, Titus 3:4. Amen. We are by mercy saved by washing of regeneration. And here's our goal now about the new birth and the second birth being the condition whereby we enter into this renewal of our spiritual lives. Amen. Paul said, washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. And so Paul is saying that it took an experience of being regenerated, being born anew, born again. And the renewing effect of that in our life is the Holy Ghost is shed abroad in our heart. Amen. We, my friend, are regenerated. Amen. Our life goes from a life of destruction back to a life that, my friend, is spiritually whole. Amen. A life that, my friend, is made alive. Amen. We were dead in trespasses and in sin. Amen. But through the regenerating work of the Holy Ghost is renewed back to life again. And we looked at some of that this morning. That new man is created. Amen. Is created. There's a new man in us since we've been saved. Amen. Now there's still an old man down in there. Amen. And he pops up every now and then. But Paul said, I put you on the new man. And he said this about the new man, that new man was created. Amen. Meaning that he was formed. As a baby conceived in its mother's womb, is formed to the day of its birth, and burst forth, my friend, through birth pains, and is brought into this world. So, amen, the new man in redemption's plan through the power of Christ's cross, amen, is conceived in us and brings forth spiritual life. Amen. In our deadness, I'm thankful for the second birth. I won't re-preach all that. I'm trying, amen, to get on with it this evening. And so, amen, the renewal that we have in Christ over the church. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't like living in a cursed creation. We're still here physically. And I'm thankful 25 years ago when I got born again. Amen. There was a work started that day that began to renew my life. Amen. Back over the power that the curse had on me spiritually. And so the condition of this renewal is on the second birth. Number two tonight, consider with me that this renewal in Christ over the curse, it is concerned with spiritual blessings. It is concerned with spiritual blessings. So we find in Galatians 3 and verse number 29, if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And so there is the matter that we are heirs. There is something that you and I are to receive. Now let me show you a verse I'm going to use to emphasize this tonight. And look with me in the book of Ephesians in chapter number 1. Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 3. Where the Apostle Paul said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath what? Hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. And what a verse am I to consider in light of my friend Christ and the church. The fact of the matter is we were born into a church. We were born again. Amen. Into blessing. Amen. The first birth got us in curse, but the second birth, amen, gets us into the blessing. The Bible in this verse is teaching us several things that, and this renewal is concerned with spiritual blessing. Amen. Those who were once cursed, amen, through salvation, they are now blessed. Listen to the verse again. Amen. Who have blessed us? Amen. I don't know about you, but in light of everything that the moment stayed over the last 3 or 4 weeks when I read that, amen, there's something goes off in my inner saved man and says, glory, hallelujah. Amen. I once was cursed, but now I'm blessed. Amen. I once was weighed down, but now, thank God, amen, I'm loaded down with the blessings of God. Amen. Oh, I don't know, my friend, you can word it any better. Amen. In fact, it's perfectly worded in the King James Bible. Who have blessed us. Amen. Think about that. That God has blessed us. Amen. That my friend is taking a bunch of cursing children. And my friend, all that low estate, all that expectation of sorrow and thorns and thistles and labor and sweat and hardship and pain and death. And my friend, in salvation, in what Christ does for you and I, and in Christ, we are blessed. Amen. I like that this evening. I noted in this verse that the emphasis of these blessings of the Bible said, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Amen. Is that important? I believe it's important in these days. I'm not saying that the Lord is not interested in our, amen, in our day-to-day life. In fact, when we pray, Christ said, amen, we were praying, give us day by day our daily bread. Amen. The Lord is absolutely interested in, amen, those financial or physical needs that we have. Amen. But greater still, Paul said, it doesn't matter what your physical standing is. Amen. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Amen. Things in that friend, let me give it to you this way. Amen. Let me just define the word spiritual. I'm going to try to stay on point tonight. Amen. The word spiritual used to describe the blessings that, amen, are concerned with this matter that we find a renewal in Christ over. Amen. Spiritual means non-carnal. Amen. Things you can't buy out of the stores of this world. Things you can't find in the barrooms, in the honky-tonks, in the dance halls. Amen. Things you'll never find in any worldly venues. Amen. They are non-carnal blessings. Amen. They are things that are not manufactured. They are not things that have been invented. They're not things, my friend, that mankind, amen, has come up with in himself. A word spiritual means equal. It means supernatural and religious. The fact is, when Paul said, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings, he's dealing with, amen, things that can only come from God. Amen, things that Adam has not touched. Amen, things that the seed of Adam has not corrupted. Amen, things that are abiding, things that are eternal. Amen, things that go beyond what, amen, our fleshly needs would be. Amen, you see, your flesh tonight is still, amen, living in a cursed creation. That's what Paul said. Amen. The book of Romans in chapter number 8, Mr. Robbie, he said, we ourselves groan, waiting, amen, for the redemption, with the redemption of our bodies. Amen. Before you get out of this world, amen. And some of y'all are there tonight, some of you have been there in the past. Amen. And all of this before that, friend, here, the time we get out of here, amen, if we go by way of the grave, we're going to hurt. And we're going to suffer, and we're going to, my friend, die. And man, living in a cursed creation. But beyond whatever the curse may do to us physically, if we have been saved and are found in Christ, amen, there are some blessings that go beyond, amen, and they abide through your hardest days. Amen, they abide when the thorns prick your soul. Abide, my friend, when sorrow fills your very heart. Amen, when sweat runs down your brow, there are some things that are spiritual blessings that abide. Amen, I'm thankful for that tonight. Amen, things that, my friend, this world does not determine what we get from the hand of God. Amen, they can mandate anything they want to mandate. Amen, they can force us, my friend, and put us on the run. Amen, but we are blessed tonight. We are blessed tonight. Amen, and my friend, who we are in Christ. Amen, and my friend, the curse has no power over us. Amen, because in this renewal in Christ is concerned with spiritual blessing. Amen, this is why our martyred forefathers of the faith. And when they take them to the cities and try to drown them. And when they're dying breath, they die with joy in their soul. And when they die thankful to the cause of Christ. And when you know why? Because they had an eye on the spiritual blessings that, and when they had obtained in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when they didn't die with frowning faces, they didn't die kicking and screaming. Amen, no friend, they died, amen, with the glory of God in their soul and goals. Amen, who and what they are in Christ had renewed them. Amen, they tell me under some spiritual blessing. Amen, I know that this in this verse, I like this, the Bible said, not only, amen, who have blessed us with spiritual blessing. Amen. When we believe every word the Bible said for that. Amen. The Bible said who had blessed us with all spiritual blessing. Amen. And I'm glad tonight there's nothing withheld from the hand of God. Amen. By way and by means of the spiritual blessings we need from day to day. Amen. God makes sure we're blessed. Amen. Every breath we breathe, everything we face. Amen. Our God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Amen. Amen. I find here the totality of these blessings. Is it, my friend, no good thing will he withhold? Amen. From them, my friend, that are the redeemed, those that, amen, he has chosen, and those that have chosen him and been brought into, my friend, this new covenant that we have by our mediator. Amen. I'm glad we have been blessed. And so the girls just sang a moment ago, I'm blessed beyond measure. Amen. How would you measure all? Amen. How in the world would you weigh that out? How in the world would you take a measurement of that? Amen. You see, these blessings go further than the eye can see. And go further than the human foot can walk. Amen. They go deeper, my friend, than we can go. Amen. They extend, my friend, to the greatest heights of glory. Amen. They are eternal. They are spiritual. And we have all that we need in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. When he says that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessing, that is, my friend, we have everything that we need. Amen. I began to think about some of the blessings that we have, spiritual blessings. Amen. I ain't going to read all 78 of these, but let me give you, I ain't going to preach all of them. I ain't going to read all of them, all right? Let me just read a few of them to you tonight. Amen. What about the spiritual blessing of eternal life? The spiritual blessing of forgiveness of sin. Amen. The spiritual blessing of victory in our soul. The spiritual blessing of eternal security in our heart. Amen. The spiritual blessing of death to sin. The spiritual blessing of fellowship with God, promise of glorification, access to God in prayer. The spiritual blessing of cures for our anxiety.
amen, spiritual blessing that, amen, we will bring forth fruit in our spiritual life. Amen, there's a spiritual blessing that friend, power, and strength from day to day. But the blessing of fellowship with believers and spiritual blessing of deliverance from God's present wrath and a rescue from God's future judgment. A spiritual blessing that we have been made more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Amen. More man, spiritual blessings of joy, hope. Amen. Peace, peace with God, peace of God, peace. Amen. Among ourselves as believers. Amen. The spiritual blessing of overcoming the world. A spiritual blessing of knowing God's wisdom. And the blessing of knowing God's truth. Amen. The blessing of cleansing from sin. Amen. The blessing that that friend we've been washed and released from sin. Amen. The blessing that God will not forsake us. And Christ will never be by our side. Amen. I'm about to have a spell. Amen. The spiritual blessing of the knowledge of God. And the blessing of the knowledge of His Son. Amen. The blessing, the spiritual blessing of deliverance. Amen. From this world, the love of the world and the things that are in the world. A blessing of protection from Satan. A blessing of a protection from stumbling. A blessing of deliverance from fear of death. A blessing of Christ's heavenly intercession. And the intercession of our Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, thank God for the blessing of the name written down in heaven. A new name that I don't even know yet. Amen. The blessing of the name of Christ in us, the hope of glory. A blessing of an ability to overcome sin. A blessing of an ability to do God's will. A blessing of immortality and life everlasting. Of a blessing of spiritual power. A spiritual blessing of freedom from sin and of the law. Amen. A spiritual blessing and blessing of rest in Christ today. And a future rest that friend in heaven on the mile. Amen. The blessings of God. And we've been blessed with reward in heaven. Blessed with that friend, the word of God and every promise. And it's made come to pass the blessing of the new covenant. Amen. The blessing, that friend, the blessing of our life and our labor not being in vain. I could go on and on. I don't know how many I give you. I got 78 on this ever growing. And Paul said, what you need to know as a child of God. Amen. He said, Christ is renewing your life. Amen. And you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. I'm thankful tonight. I'm thankful tonight. Do you remember what we said going all the way back, Brother Mike, our introductory thoughts? Amen. That to be under the curse is the opposite of being under the blessing. Amen. Is that right? I believe that's right tonight. Amen. This world's reeling out of control tonight. And they're under the curse, my friend, of Almighty God. And it's placed on all mankind in Adam. Amen. And the opposite of the curse is, amen, to be under the blessing. And can I say the inverse of that is true? Amen. And to be under the blessing of God is the opposite of being under the curse of God. Amen. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying what I have in Christ. Amen. What He is renewing in our lives. But Marie said, I am concerned with spiritual blessing. Amen. The curse no longer binds me down. I'm no longer bound to it in my spiritual standing. Amen. In Christ there is a greater way. In Christ there is liberty. In Christ there is freedom. And we have been blessed beyond measure. Blessed tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So when somebody asks you how you're doing as a child of God, your answer ought to be, I'm blessed. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. When they ask you, amen, how's your week been? It ought to be, I'm blessed. Amen. Amen. I'm not being rude or critical tonight. Amen, but Jerry, I've done it. I can have a big party like the rest of us can. Amen. When people ask us how we're doing, if we ain't careful, we'll tell them. Amen. We'll tell them how the old man's doing.
Yeah, you're right.
That don't really matter. Amen. Well, I'm hurting. I got betrayals and bitternesses, amen, backstabbings, and we'll go through our whole obliterated list. Amen, and we'll say something like, but I'm just trying to do the best I can. Amen, child of God, can I tell us tonight, amen, that we have been blessed tonight. Amen, we are blessed with all spiritual blessing. And so if you ask me how to do it, amen, now look, if I look at it outside of Christ, amen, there's a lot of thorns, there's a lot of pricks. Amen, there's a lot of pain and sorrow. Amen, there's a lot of sweating it out, a lot of days. And there's a lot of days we'll feel that. Amen, we're on the verge of dying. Amen, but if I look at that and answer it in Christ, amen, I simply say on my worst day in this first creation, amen, I am blessed.
Child of God, you are blessed. This world of charismatic doctrine is running around that preaches that. And God is more interested in, amen, the fleshly and the carnal side of our being. And they'll take verses like Ephesians 3. Amen. And they'll say He's blessed us with all blessings. He said He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Give us things in my friend, these things are greater. If you had a new car every week of your life to try, you would have what you have in Christ. Amen. If you got that house, and when that newer, bigger, fancier house that you got your eye on, amen, tonight, amen, you take out the spiritual blessings and you really don't have anything. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying you're blessed. We're blessed, we're blessed. Amen. The cause of Christ tonight and redemption that we found in Him, there is a renewal and is conditioned on the second word and is concerned with our spiritual blessing. Glad I'm blessed tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Let me give you this and I'll be done quickly. And this will close the series out. All God's people said hallelujah. Amen. We're talking about the renewal in Christ over the curse. This renewal is not only conditioned upon the second birth and concerned with the spiritual blessings, but it is conferred, which is a word we don't use a whole lot. It just means given. It is conferred to a step beyond. You say, what do you mean, preacher? I've already kind of teased you with it a little bit. Christ and who we are and what we are in Christ. Christ did come to redeem us from the curse of the law. My friend, it did come that the blessing of Abraham might be bestowed upon us who are Gentiles and heathens and pagans. He came that He might do something about the curse and renew fallen man back to what all that man was. Just like Christ always does, He always seems to go a little further.
Amen.
Boy, I don't need to hang up there. Just seem like He always does, Brother Charlie, what He commanded us to do, to go the extra mile. If you're compelled to do something, He said, just go a little further. Go a step or two beyond. Amen. What is asking you to do? And can I say Christ? Amen. Every time I turn around and study the Word of God, Brother Tim, I find that He's always going a step beyond.
Amen.
Amen. Christ ain't like us who look to do just the bare minimum. Amen. I'm not picking on my boys. I'm telling them to do something and they'll do it. They'll do the bare minimum of what I said. So that's what you told me to do.
Yeah.
Amen. You say, is that terrible? Yeah, their dad did the same thing when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
right. It's just in our nature.
Yes,
amen. We want to do the bare minimum to get by. Christians do it all the time. Don't get me started there.
Sure.
Christ and the bare minimum Savior.
Amen.
Christ didn't just, amen, do enough, amen, by the skin of His teeth, amen, to get us up out of the curse on no. Amen. The renewal that we have in Christ, He takes us, amen, and restores us to what we were. And then it's as though
That dreaming takes us a step beyond and restores us to even a greater blessing, a greater thing that is done in us, a greater work is done in us than even unfallen Adam had.
Amen. I suppose this list can be rather lengthy if we really, really wanted to break it down. Let me give you three or four things, and I'll just mention them, and I'm done. I'm running out of steam. Amen. We all are. All right. Christ not only renews fallen man through the new birth to man's original state. Here's a statement I want to give you, but has in many ways renewed it greater. You mean, preacher, what I have in Christ as a child of God tonight, in many ways, is not only what Adam had, but is greater than what unfallen man had?
Yes.
Number one, consider we have a greater placement. Placement. You say, what does that mean? Well, when Adam was formed out of the dust of the ground, God brought him and all the world and earth that God created and all that he created in it, placed in it. He brought man to a very specific place. The Bible said that when he planted the garden, he put man, that is Adam, he put him in the garden and said, Adam, this is your place. He gave him an Eden, and I can't imagine how wonderful that was. I imagine the sweetest fruit grew in Eden than all the other creation. I imagine in Eden that the water was, my friend, just pure and refreshing and sounding. And just in my mind, I know maybe that's fantasizing a little bit. Amen. But I imagine Eden was a very, very special place that, and all that God's creation was good and beautiful. But what God and where God placed Adam at in Eden, it must have been a wonderful, wonderful place.
Amen.
Consider where you're placed at tonight. Eden was an earthly realm. Eden, as great as it was part of an earthly creation. And Eden, as great as it was, amen, even outside the curse, that friend was still nothing more than a matter of what you can touch and a matter of what you can say. Amen. But listen again to Ephesians 1 and verse number 3. Who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You have a better placement tonight than unfallen Adam had. God did not save us to put us back in Eden. Amen. God did not save us. Amen. And take you in that. Amen. And place us in a paradise in this creation. Oh no, friend, but we have been blessed tonight. Amen. And in spiritual blessing. Amen. They moved us in a place now whereby, yes, physically we're still on this earth. Amen. I still wear a suit and tie tonight, have the shoes on. Amen. We still have, friend, breathe God's air. Amen. We still have life flowing through our veins. Amen. But there is a spiritual placement in Christ whereby we have a greater placement. Amen. In that we are in heavenly places. Ephesians 2 made a statement this way. Amen. Even when we were dead in sins, quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved, and it raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Why did he do that? That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Amen. We're not looking for an earthly kingdom tonight. Amen. We're not looking tonight for an earthly paradise. If we can find it, Brother Jeremy, if we can find it, of mankind would corrupt it and defile it and mess it up before the sun went down the mountain. Amen. But I'm glad there is a place back. Amen. You say, preacher, where are you at tonight? I'm in Christ, and my Christ is seated. Amen. Me in heavenly places. Amen. Here's how Christ worded it.
Amen. He said, I am you and you in me. Amen. I'm talking about tonight. Amen. A spiritual placement. Amen. Whereby, here's how I'm talking about it. That Adam was placed in the garden, and we're placed in Christ. And Christ in us, so that we have a constant fellowship with Him.
Amen.
I don't understand, nor do you. And be wary of this crowd of things. They know. They don't know. We don't know what all life is like in Eden. But we do know this. At least there's an insinuation, Brother Tim, that God put man there. And I know God even in that day was omnipresent. But the Bible said in Genesis 3, the voice of the Lord God came walking in the garden in the cool of the day. That seems to tell me God put him there, said tend to it, now show up a certain time every day and we'll have some fellowship. That would have been wonderful. That would have been great. Amen. But is it not greater, amen, that our Savior abides? And our Savior said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. I'll ever be there. Amen. I'm glad tonight. Amen. In Christ we've been renewed. We've been renewed. Amen. Not back to Eden, but a greater placement. We're in Christ, and Christ is in us. And thank God we're in heavenly places. What a position we have tonight. So while Jesse's physical body is sitting on the front row of the Calvary Baptist Tabernacle tonight, amen, spiritually you can't see it. Spiritually, he's already on the other side. Amen. My papa and mama have been on my heart a lot lately. And this one, I told you this morning, they used to sing a song. I had a birth, I can't remember, and one I can't forget. They sang another song. Amen. And I won't remember all the words, but it was a song that said, amen, I'm already in heaven just waiting on my body to arrive. Amen. Can I say that is our placement in Christ? Amen. That's how sure we are that we're going to heaven because we're already there.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Listen, we're already in Christ. Amen. The greater placement. Amen. Fallen man under a curse that has been redeemed by it gets a greater placement than even Adam had.
Amen.
Amen. We don't just wait on God to show up the cool of the day. Oh no, we're in Him. He's in us. What a placement, a greater bestowment. I've already kind of dealt with this in the last point, but we have a greater bestowment. Not only a placement, but a bestowment. Adam received his lot and inheritance. It was Eden. Because of sin, he lost his inheritance. Amen. And he messed up, did something God said not to do, and he lost it.
Right.
Amen. We don't have a physical inheritance. We have a spiritual inheritance.
Amen.
The child of God, over and over, in a lot of the verses, I don't have time to lay all this out, but the child of God is an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ.
Amen.
As such, we are partakers of a divine nature and a divine inheritance. Amen. Amen. I don't care how saved you are, how great a Christian are. Amen. We still sin even after we're saved.
Right.
We shouldn't, but we do.
Yes, sir.
Amen. John said, if any man say he has no sin, that man's a liar.
Yes.
And God is not in him.
Right.
Amen. You sin. There ain't no such thing on this side as sinless perfection.
Right.
Even when we sin, if we're truly born again and saved, my friend, we do not lose our inheritance. If you lose, you can disjoint your fellowship with Christ. Your inheritance ain't taken away. Thankful tonight, what a greater bestowment we have. Adam had something he can lose, but we got something we can't lose. You say, oh, you want in the eternal security, guys, all day long, every day,
from
all eternity. I'm the eternal security guy.
Amen. Everlasting.
Amen. I ain't got time to preach on that. Let me give you this if this is good. Y'all see if you agree with me on this, Brother Mike.
we not only have a greater placement bestowed, and we have a greater amazement. I'm sure Adam had joy that Adam worshiped God. But greater still, the joy and the worship of those who have been fallen and rescued and brought back have tonight the need of the fallen. In fact, could I word it this way? I love how the Lord did it to me. We know, now get this, now y'all write this down. Don't forget, Pastor Jeff told us this. We know the bliss of pardoned sin that unfallen man can never comprehend. So if I didn't have all this on me in this world and all that I am and all my failures, I'd worship God and I'd have some joy. Hey, dumb. He saved you for that reason.
Yes, God.
Yes.
He reached down in the fucking fire.
Yeah.
He came to where we were, Gerald, and bought us and brought us out of that. Gave us new life in himself.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I'm sure when God came down to Adam in the Garden of Eden, the cool of the day, I'm sure Adam just had, there had to have been some kind of awe in him for his Creator. Hey, everybody, look here. We don't look at him just as Creator.
That's right.
Amen.
He's more than our Creator.
Right.
He's our Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. I can get back strokes and that baptism people around right now. I feel so good.
Amen.
Adam only can know God one way. There's my Creator.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
You get up in the morning, I think you said at 4 o'clock, climb up in that secret place and begin to talk to him. He ain't just Creator. Oh, he's Creator, but he's more.
Oh, sure.
He is to us what unfallen man could never know anything about.
Amen.
He is my Savior.
Amen.
When he passes by and the joy bells begin to go off, amen. How great our worship will be. How deep our, get a little ahead of himself, our love for him ought to be. Knowing that he could have left us in our trained state. He could have left you a cursed child. But he came to where we were and renewed us and brought us back. He said, I want to introduce myself to you. I am your Creator. I am your Lord and I am your Savior. Child of God, I always say, I'm amazed.
Yes, preacher.
I'm amazed.
Praise
the Lord.
What is it? Greater amazement. I look forward, there's a greater endearment. I'm sure Adam loved God. I believe he loved God. I believe in Genesis 3 that he stepped outside of that love and he lost his inspiration for honoring the one that he had loved. I'm convinced of that. Amen. But for however long he was created and put in the garden and tended it and all was well, I'm sure they loved God.
Amen.
Believe he did. But greater still should be the love of those that God has redeemed for himself.
Amen.
Our endearment ought to be greater. We were sinners headed to hell.
Yes.
Under the judgment and the wrath of Almighty God and deserving everything and more that is coming our way. The Lord Jesus Christ reached down and brought us out. Said, I'm buying you for myself, and I'm not just going to buy you and leave you in the shape you're in. I'm going to renew your life and go a step beyond. And I'm going to renew greater things in you. With that, there ought to be a greater endearment. What do you mean, preacher? I'm saying we ought to love him more so that we are compelled to be faithful to the one who has rescued us.
Amen.
It ought to move us for the night to more than just a casual Christianity.
Amen.
It ought to move us to be more than just and do more than just the bare minimum. There ought to be an endearment that is so great in our life that we say, you know what, the love of Christ does constrain me.
Yeah.
There's nothing he can ask me personally or through his word that would be too great to shoot for and try to live up to, because somebody like him rescued somebody like me. And our endearment ought to, that is, and should be, our obligation, responsibility ought to be greater than that of unfallen man.
Amen.
Yet so many times we take the easiest path we can, to do the bare minimum that we can. I'm telling you, it's greater than you.
Yes.
I believe we have the capacity to love God more than Adam could have ever thought about.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So how do we explain all that? God's grace.
Amen.
Can I give you a verse? Where sin did abound, grace does much more abound.
Yes, God.
What does grace do? It goes a step beyond.
Yeah.
Sin, only God, only God could take fallen man and all that sin did to him and the curses put him under. Only God can reach down and bring him out of that, walk him back and say, let's go a step beyond. Grace. That much more.
Amen.
I'm cutting a lot of stuff out that I can preach. Maybe we need to come back and get on this thing some other time. I'm stockpiling messages already, just got things coming. Amen. I've got hung up on this, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad I did. Amen. Christ and the curse. One of these days, amen. One of these days, it's renewal. That we have in Christ is not just going to be a spiritual thing. It's going to be a physical thing.
Absolutely.
Amen. He's going to set us free in these mortal bodies.
Yes.
But Gerald, the Bible said this mortal shall put on immortality.
Yes.
And this corruptible shall put on incorruption. What a day that's going to be.
Yes.
We shall all be what? Changed. Amen. All in this physical stuff. I hate it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Amen. I didn't understand it when I was your age. Amen. I knew all flesh is the flesh.
Yes.
Older I get, I hate everything about it.
Yes.
I hate the nature of it. I hate the physical side of it.
Yes.
I hated it. 42, I absolutely despise it. What is our hope? Christ is going to renew us from that. He's going to change us. How great is that change going to be? John said, we shall see him as he is, for we shall be like him.
Yes, sir.
The redemption of the body. Standing in the very presence of the Lord. And he's not just going to stop there. Amen. Oh, man, I'm leaving so much out. Will y'all let me come back and preach it sometime?
Sure, man.
I will if I feel like it. But you should. You know what he's going to do one day? The Bible said the former things are going to pass away.
Yes.
And he's going to make all things new.
Yes, sir.
So much so, Brother Larry, he said, John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. Brother Jeremy asked me the other day, and it's just a theological discussion people have. Is God going to completely destroy this and make a brand new one, or is he going to renew this one and purify it? I don't have all the answers. I got opinions, just like everybody else do, but this much I know. He's going to renew something that's been cursed. When he gets done there, remember what the verse we give, Revelation 22, was it 3? Amen. There shall be no more curse.
Right.
Renewed, renewed, even better than what Eden was.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Oh, man, I can preach all night long. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you this evening. Thank you for your goodness and grace.
Yeah.
Thank you for the hope we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, you went a step beyond. Thank you tonight. We are blessed beyond measure. Lord, bless with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Lord, see there already waiting for our body to arrive. Lord, what a blessing that is, what security there is. What joy and peace and hope there is in these thoughts tonight. Lord, in a world that, Lord, again tonight is, Lord, getting crazier and crazier by the day. Lord, we're thankful for the things we have in Christ that is unmoved, unchanged, unwavering, Lord, with all that is going on in this world and in our lives. Lord, these things abide faithful. So help us, Lord, to get our eyes on that. Lord, we'll thank you for how you help us through it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. I'm done. I digress. I digress. Let's get you out of here. We'll meet back on Wednesday night. And Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, you'll be here in the house of the Lord. And hey, we got the bus gone. Let me thank a few people. Thank Brother Tim. He got started and running. And then I want to thank Brother Lucas and Brother Mark. They come up here through the week, rode around, made sure that everything got it warmed up for them. That's what we call it, got it warmed up. And then Mark and Candy's a big help on yesterday. Meet Brother McKeon, getting all the paperwork and everything took care of, and a good payment and all that. And so if I'm overlooking somebody, it's probably because I'm not aware. Anybody else has done anything regarding that, thank you for it. And I am very, very grateful, amen, for your help in that. Okay? All right, so that's off of us and moving right along. Amen. I'm not sure if it's, I think it's the 21st, but Dwayne Moore will be with us. We'll have a mission day. I don't know if we're going to do a whole meeting this year, but we do want to have a mission day. Have Brother Moore come in and preach to us and challenge us about a mission giving. And we need to stay after that in upcoming year. And so be praying about that. And I just looked on my phone. I don't have it marked on my phone. So I'll let you know for sure on Wednesday when he's coming. And we'll make preparations for that. Okay? Just be praying about it. Let's stand together. We'll get you out of here. Amen. Love y'all. And again, thank you, church, for all of them every day. I think there's another car here waiting on us this evening. So we're thankful for all that you've done, anything you've done. And if you weren't able to do anything, just thank you for, amen, being here and loving on us the way you have. All right? Amen. Love y'all. Hope you have a good week. And we'll see you on Wednesday night. Okay? Amen. Let's get on out of here. We'll see you. How about Jeremy? Pray for us if you would. All right.